Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text 38. Koti Prayaso Sura Balaka Hareer Upasane Se Hridi Chidrivat Sataha Svasyatmana Sakyur Ashesha Dehinam Samanyata Kim Vishayopapadanai Koti Prayaso Surabalaka Hareer Upasane Sve Hridi Chidravat Sata Svasyatmana Sakyur Shesha Dehinam Samanyata Kim Vishayopapadanai Koti Prayaso Surabalaka Hareer Upasane Sve Hridi Chidravat Sataha Svasyatmana Sakyur Shesha Dehinam Samanyata Kim Vishayopapadanai Koti Prayaso Surabalaka Hareer Upasane Sve Hridi Chidravat Sataha Svasyatmana Sakyur Shesha Dehinam Samanyata Kim Vishayopapadanai Koti Prayaso Sura Balaka Hareer Upasate Tye Priti Chidravat Sata Svasyatmana Sakyur Shesha Dehinam Samanyata Kim Vishayo Papajanai Koti Prayaso Sura Balaka Hareer Svasyatmana Sakyura Shesha Dehinam Samanyata Kim Vishayopapadanai Koti Prayaso Sura Balaka Hareer Upasane Sve Hridi Chidravat Sataha Svasyatmana Sakyur Shesha Dehinam Samanyata Kim Vishayopapadanai Vaishnavis Koti Prayaso Sura Balaka Hareer Upasane Sve Hridi Chidravat Sataha Swasyatmana sakyur shesha dehinam. Samanyata kim vishayopapadanai. Kipaya so sura balaka harir. Vasane se sri sarad sada. Sasyatmana sakyura shesha dehinam. Samanyata kim vishayopapadanai. Kaha. What? Ati prayasaha. Difficult endeavor. Asura balakaha. O sons of demons. Hare. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Upasane. In discharging the devotional service. Say, in one's own. Hridi, core of the heart. Chidravat, just like the space. Sataha, who always exists. Svasya, of oneself, or of the living entity. Atmanaha, of the super soul. Sakyahu, of the well-wishing friend. Ashesha, unlimited. Dehinam, of the embodied souls. Samanyataha, generally. Kim, what is the need? Vishaya upapadana, upapadanai, with activities delivering the objects of the senses for sense enjoyment. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O my friends, sons of the Asuras, the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, in His Supersoul feature, always exists within the cores of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, He is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities, and there is no difficulty in worshiping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in His devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? Purport. Because the personality of Godhead is supreme, no one is equal to Him and no one is greater than Him. Nonetheless, if one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is easily obtainable. The Lord is compared to the sky because the sky is vast, yet within the reach of all, not only of human beings, but even of the animals. The Supreme Lord, in His Paramatma feature, exists as the best well-wisher and friend. As confirmed in the Vedas, Sayujan Sakyao, the Lord in His super soul feature always stays in the heart along with the living entity. The Lord is so friendly to the living entity that He remains within the heart so that one can always contact Him without difficulty. One can do this simply by devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. As soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtan, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. A devotee immediately comes in touch with the Lord by any or all of the items of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishno, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Therefore, there is no difficulty in coming in contact with the Supreme Lord, Koti Prayasaha. On the other hand, going to hell requires great endeavor. If one wants to go to hell by illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication, he must acquire so many things. For illicit sex, he must arrange for money, for brothels. For meat eating, he must arrange for many slaughterhouses. For gambling, he must arrange for casinos and hotels. And for intoxication, he must open many breweries. Clearly, therefore, if one wants to go to hell, he must endeavor very much. But if one wants to return home back to Godhead, there is no difficult endeavor. To go back to Godhead, one may live alone anywhere in any condition and simply sit down, meditate upon the Supersoul, and chant and hear about the Lord. Thus, there is no difficulty in approaching the Lord. Adanta Gopir Vishitam Tamishram. Because of inability to control the senses, one must go through great endeavor to go to hell. But if one is sensible, he can very easily obtain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because the Lord is always within him. By the simple method of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno, the Lord is satisfied. Indeed, the Lord says, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachchati Tadaham Bhaktya Uparitam Ashnami Prayatat Manaha. Quote, if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. End quote. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 26. One can meditate upon the Lord anywhere and everywhere. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends, the sons of the demons, to take this path back home, back to Godhead, without difficulty. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Prahlad Maharaj is explaining these things to his fellow students in his school. And apparently he was going to a private school, a prep school for the Asuras. And in his preface to the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, Srila Prabhupada states that it's very important that the teachings of the Bhagavatam go into the schools and the colleges. Srila Prabhupada says in his preface, Srimad Bhagavatam should be introduced also in the schools and colleges, for it is recommended by the great student devotee Prahlad Maharaj in order to change the demoniac face of society. So Prahlad Maharaj himself was doing that. Of course, very significant. You know, he was a student there himself. Therefore, his fellow students would be receptive to what he was saying. So in our own preaching of Krishna consciousness, it's nice if we can interest students in the philosophy and practice of Krishna consciousness, so that, you know, they themselves will spread this among their fellow students and, you know, bring them towards, you know, Krishna consciousness. It's always effective if somebody from one's own class or group is introducing oneself or trying to spread some idea. So it's not the only way to do it, but it's effective. That's what Prahlad Maharaj is doing. He's a student in this school, and he's spreading Krishna consciousness among his schoolmates. And because he's their friend and they're his friend, they're listening to him. So when Srila Prabhupada says the Srimad Bhagavatam should be in the schools and colleges, you know, basically, you know, he means two things. First of all, the books should be there. And because of the efforts of the book distributors of the Krishna consciousness movement over the course of many years, the books are there in many college libraries. You know, for some time, there was a library party for the BBT, whose specific service was to, you know, put, you know, these books into the libraries. Srila Prabhupada himself, you know, before he came to the United States, when he was printing his Bhagavatams in Delhi, the first canto of the Bhagavatam, he would himself go to the schools and colleges and place them in the libraries. So it's an important thing to do. But more than that, the teachings, not just the books themselves, but the teachings of the philosophy and the practice of, you know, the Bhagavatam way of life should be there. And, you know, in October and first part of November, I was on a lecture tour of the East Coast, and devotees there have, you know, many clubs in different colleges and universities all up and down the East Coast, you know, different, you know, bhakti yoga clubs or Vedic societies and things like that, that students on these campuses have arranged. Yeah, you know, so they have, you know, regular programs where students can be introduced to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, prasadam, various aspects of the Krishna conscious philosophy. And on, you know, one campus, University of Florida, they have a huge program. They've had a huge presence there for many years, distributing prasadam and arranging large-scale programs. And they even have a facility they call Krishna House, where, you know, students can live, you know, together. You know, students who are interested in Krishna consciousness can live together. And, you know, they follow a program. They have a sadhana program. They have their prasadam there. And, you know, they go to school. And some of them, you know, have become initiated devotees. So, and then in our movement, and also in some countries, we've started our own colleges. Like in Hungary and Budapest, the devotees have started a college there with government approval and funding. And they get basically two categories of students, the devotees themselves who want degrees in Vaishnava theology, and ordinary people, non-devotees who become interested in Krishna consciousness. So they get a good number of most of the students are not devotees, but they learn about, Krishna consciousness. So this is all following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, who himself was a student, and he was spreading, Krishna consciousness among his schoolmates. Now the question he's asking his student friends here is, why are people so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? And we see people are producing so many things that are not really absolutely necessary. if you go into any store and look around and you ask yourself, how many of these things are really necessary for human existence? Not very many of them are, but, there's huge industries that are developing all kinds of things. And we begin to think they are necessary for human existence. But why is so much energy going into that? Krishna Bahir Mukahana Boga Vanchakare Nikitashta Mayatare Chapatiyadare. When the soul turns away from Krishna, the material energy is there. So if we're not active on the spiritual level, we're going to become active on the material level. And that means the conditioned soul that's turned away from Krishna, forgotten Krishna, is given a field of activities by Maya. It's the material field of activities. And, the soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mamai vamso jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna says, the soul is part of me. And just like Krishna has thinking, feeling, and willing capacities, the soul also has thinking, feeling, and willing capacities. It has a tendency to act. Like Krishna explains to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, you're going to act no matter what. It's just a question of what you're going to act for. Now, artificially, you can try to become inactive. Some impersonalists, they try to do that, become inactive. Yen yen arvindakshava muktimanana svayashtabhavad avashuddha buddhaya arura kuchtrena paramputam tata patantiyado anadrita yushmat angraya. Artificially, one might stop activity and rise to some impersonal liberation, but if one isn't able to engage the propensity to act, then one will fall, and one doesn't engage in spiritual activity, devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then again, one comes down to act on the material level. And aham ameti, we think in terms of I and mine, and we want to accumulate and manufacture and buy and sell and control and consume and material thing. So a tremendous amount of human energy goes into that because, you know, the tendency of the soul to act and possess and accumulate has been turned away from Krishna and directed towards the material energy, and one, instead of doing everything for Krishna's service, one does it for one's own selfish purposes. And therefore, there's so much human activity. If one's a little bit intelligent, one gets involved in the production and manufacture of so many of these useless things. And if you're not so intelligent, then you kind of work in the factory or the office and get a little salary, and then your main job is to consume all of these things. And the reason is, why are people so... It's interesting that Prabhupada uses the word here. Why are they so addicted to this? It's like an addiction. People become addicted to material sense gratification. Unless they can develop a higher taste. So we find ourselves in a society that's addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification. So what can we do in that circumstance? I mean, ultimately, Srila Prabhupada recommends simple living and high thinking, you know, doing without these things, but it's difficult to immediately come to that platform. And we also are not just interested in living, you know, simple, natural, peaceful life ourselves. It's another thing that Prahlad Maharaj says, that he's concerned about all the people who are, you know, living in that situation. How are you going to reach them? So we may use these products, this artificial paraphernalia, in our attempts to spread, you know, the Krishna consciousness movement. And so we can use, you know, the computers and the smartphones and the automobiles and all the other paraphernalia, you know, that's been produced. And yeah, at the same time, we can also try to provide people with the option of living a more simple and natural life, and, you know, therefore, you know, Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish like that, right? Communities like that, where you could hear those kind of sounds instead of the honking of the horns on Venice Boulevard and the car wrecks that occasionally happen out there. So, so in his purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the, you know, this process of devotional service is actually pretty simple and easy compared to the endeavors one has to make to live a life of sense gratification. So we should take advantage of the opportunity. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.